With his trademark hat and his clothes of black, he looks as if he's stepped off the set of a Western. Although not a big man in stature, he is a giant of the music scene across Norfolk and Suffolk and, oh, I almost forgot, Ibiza. Earlier this year, Albert celebrated his 85th birthday. He's a man who has entertained generations of music lovers, from skiffle and jazz to blues and boogie, and he still is. I don't play as much as I used to. I keep asking myself, do people want to listen to an old man? He asks. Oh, yes, they do, Albert. He could so easily have left his beloved Norwich and reached for the stars. I'm sure he would have become a household name, but he never wanted to leave the city. This is my home, he says. Albert and his younger brother Tony pioneered the Norfolk folk and jazz scene, setting up the one of the most popular clubs, the Jacquard in Magdalen Street during the 1960s, which had the first dedicated wine bar in an upstairs room. It ran for 14 years. In 1941, Albert joined St. John's Roman Catholic Church Choir. They were impressed with his fine voice, and at the end of the war, he walked out at the old Hippodrome Theatre, now St. Giles Car Park, and sang Christmas carols. He started taking piano lessons and was taught to read music. He was the soloist for Mendelssohn's Hear My Prayer at Blackfriars Hall in 1948. Albert served in the RAF during his national service, leaving in 1954 to work at the 50 Shillings Tailors. He joined the Norwich Philharmonic Chorus. I just wanted to sing. They rehearsed at the Lads Club in King Street, and on his way home, he walked past the Jolly Butcher's pub in Burr Street, a pub like no other. But we know and loved her as Black Anna. Our very own Sophie Tucker. What a voice this singing landlady was. Albert stepped into the pub and his life changed forever. The church lost him to jazz. He and Black Anna became a much-loved double act with fans across Norfolk and Suffolk. People would travel long distances to listen to them performing in this crazy old pub. Albert went on to form one of the first skiffle groups, and then, moving on to this newfangled rock and roll, he steered himself towards blues and jazz, not forgetting folk and calypso, and his blues and boogie band, which attracted some legendary musicians, always had a bite. In 1972, he went off to play at the Can Jordi Blaise station in Ibiza, and has been a regular on the holiday island ever since. They love him. It's been a good life, says Albert. Earlier this year, Albert, along with his regular companion, his son, his talented son Chris, played at the Dereham Blues Festival, and now he is thinking about whether or not to have a gig to celebrate his 85th birthday. I still worry that people will stop coming to my shows, he says. Stop worrying, Albert, and reach for the guitar.